It was, police said, just another case where a drug user tried to shoot it out with the cops and was shot and killed in self-defense. Philippine police have shot and killed thousands of others just that way since President Duterte took office. But this time, closed-circuit video and witnesses told a very different story. The evidence shows three plainclothes officers dragging 17-year-old Kian De Los Santos down an alley. He was heard to say, "Please, can I go home? I have school tomorrow." The cops placed a gun in his hand, told him to run, and then shot him in the head as he turned away. Forensic tests showed no evidence of gunshot residue on his hands, contradicting the police story that he fired first. Unlike so many other gruesome killings, this case sparked outrage. On Monday, thousands gathered in heavy rain to protest. Senator Lisa Ontiveros declared on the floor of the Senate that President Duterte inspired this culture of impunity and killing. The president's hands, she said, are stained by the blood of Kian. Several Duterte supporters crossed the floor to vote for an investigation. Up till now, President Duterte has vowed to pardon any police officers who fired first and asked questions later. But after seeing the surveillance footage, he said that if an investigation proves police did murder Kian De Los Santos, the cops involved should rot in jail. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.